You know, when you talk about what's been introduced to these people, what was introduced to the native people? Alcohol. You know, so again, changing of beliefs, introducing things that are foreign to our beliefs, our practices, and I see that's going on over there. You know, I think they're very strict. They're very strict over there in their views of the family group. Again, you know, I even though in the traditional, you know, in the Native American, people are either matriarchal or patriarchal because you go to the clan. Years ago, you follow the clans. Well, Menominees have 5 clans. Well, everybody tends to go to the father's side. You go to the Oneidas, they go to the mother's side, and they follow this along. I'm a bear clan. So I follow, you know, and over there, I said, you look at, you know, what are their religious beliefs? What should not be introduced? Because, again, those are things that, around this area, there was a lot of missionaries. Most missionaries came in. Menominees happened to have the Catholic missionaries. Again, the Oneidas probably had more of the Lutheran missionaries. And I'm sure Stockbridge had another. So each religious group tended to pick an area, which we were called, pagans, because we believed in, you know, I actually got a button though. I got, it's called Born Again Pagan. So, they introduce this culture as the right way, you know, that kind of getting what you're talking about. You know, there are things over there that you must respect. I mean, their ways. Again, it's just like with the Arabs and the Jews. Will there ever be? I would have a hard time believing that, because you have a difference in religion. You have a different way of life, and how, you know, until they can, each one respects their own way, and they're introducing things to, you know, somebody was talking about just recently about their fighting, you know, the oldest weapons that are probably from what, World War II and Korea, they're using, and they're still holding their own. But it's the will of the people that is the strongest, you know. And again, yeah, I kind of look at the same what went on for centuries with our boarding schools. Our people were actually prosecuted to speak the Menominee language, and our language went dormant for the longest time. Now we're starting to get our people taught, we're offering it in our schools and our culture. And people were persecuted in the boarding schools with soap. And it was a dormant language. Is that what we want? Again, I don't know. I find too much similarities to what happened to our ancestors here. And again, that's why, you know, I like to look at this. I thought, boy, they're kind of going through a similar thing as the native people did here, you know, that they're being asked to change for the betterment, and again, that this is what this is for, you know, when they're introducing things that are foreign to their cultures, they're introducing a different way of life, I guess when you look at it, if the people so chose this way of life, wouldn't we bring them over here? Like we did with all of the immigrants years ago, and they came, you know, our dear friend Christopher Columbus, you know, when he comes, when he come found us, you know. So, but don't they come over here instead of, you know, are we going to go change Britain? No, because we're allying it.